John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin, which is now the center of a protest against the Alternative for Deutschland. That represents a far-right party. There is birthing a far-left party. In other words, German politics are in turmoil. At the same time, there's a German economy that is not being served well, and it turns on the word Mittelstand. Judy, what is Mittelstand? What does it refer to in your economy?
The Mittelstand, these are the thousands and thousands of small and medium-sized enterprises, generally family-owned. They are the backbone of the German economy. They are export-driven. They have world market share for gadgets, for little things, for engines, for turbo engines, you name it. They are worldwide leaders in all sorts of industrial products and environmental products as well. And the Mittelstand now says enough is enough. If you want the economy to continue to grow, cut the bureaucracy, introduce digitalization. And I have to point out to your listeners that of the Mittelstand, maybe 20% maximum, 20% maximum have their invoices digitalized. The rest are done on paperwork, faxes. I mean, this is the state of a modern 21st century economy in the heart of Europe. And it just hasn't got the whole idea of the modernization of how to do an economy together. This and the Mittelstand wants change of this. Otherwise, they're threatening to leave the country and they have enough problems trying to get their sons and daughters to take over these companies because they're tired of the bureaucracy and the labor shortage and the inability of the government to make investing attractive.
Why I nod as you speak is that we call it small business here, and it's the backbone of the American economy. Small business is American business. It does all the innovation. It's all the hiring. It's all the new ideas on entrepreneurs. Is that the same for your Mittelstand? The new ideas come from there?
The new ideas certainly do come from there, but they want support from it. They want an infrastructure. They want a digital infrastructure. They want a whole modern computing and artificial intelligence structure. And it's been just so slow to come and support the Mittelstand, who employ millions and millions of workers. But they're up against, as I said earlier, they're up against a situation where the coalition and perhaps the political class doesn't want to recognize that Germany has to make the transition from being a highly industrial economy to one that is deindustrial, that is embracing modernization, that is embracing digitalization and all the elements that will make Germany competitive. You can't sit in the old shelters anymore, in the old kind of structures. And the Mittelstand is saying we have to move forward. Give us the legal infrastructure, give us the labor infrastructure, give us the scientific and innovative support for this. It's very tough on them while they're trying to innovate and carve out new market shares across the world.
Does the Mittelstand connect with the extreme politics we've been talking about, Alternative for Deutschland or Wagen Connect? Is there appeal there to Mittelstand or is that another
No, silo? No. Mittelstand, I mean, they're you can't say they're anti-risk, otherwise they wouldn't be successful today if they were. No, they want stability, they want predictability, they want modernization, they want ideas. They just look at what China is doing in terms of their innovation and how much the state supports this. They look at what America is doing in terms of the huge big tech companies. Germany doesn't boast big tech companies. The European Union doesn't boast big tech companies that can be world market leaders. And so the Mittelstand are making a plea. Look, we have to move ahead if we want to keep ahead and remain a very strong and vibrant and innovative economy inside the European Union and globally as well.
And Olaf Scholz, does he respond in some fashion? That's a very sensible appeal.
He should, but it's sort of not firm enough. And it's all very well giving these speeches, but not matching it with deeds. And this is the big mismatch that exists across Germany now. Rhetorical statements on the one hand and lack of implementation on the other.
The protests, our last minute, Judy, will these protests continue in your measure? And do they point to a sea change in the politics, the protests against the bigotry?
The protests will continue probably on a small scale. These things come and go, as you know. Maybe there'll be different protests over the next couple of weeks or months. But the fact that they're out there now is a good sign that civil society and people are getting up and they don't want bigotry. They don't want racism. They want to be able to look their neighbours in the face and say, your place is here at home in Germany.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It's a online document. You can just sign up for it and it'll come your way. Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Germany, the center of the European Union. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,